Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. O Christ, who made the thief to be a citizen of paradise, when upon the cross he cried out to you, "Remember me," enable me, unworthy though I am, to make a like repentance. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. O Lord of life and death, grant repose in the courts of the saints to your servant, whom you have taken away from this uncertain life, while he was crying out to you, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. O Master of our souls and bodies, in whose hands is our breath, O Consoler of the afflicted, grant to your servant, whom you have taken away, that he may rest in the city of the just. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. May Christ give rest to you in the city of the living. May he open to you the gates of paradise and make you a citizen of his kingdom. And may he remit your sins, O lover of Christ. Blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you, and speaking falsely say all manner of evil against you for my sake. Let us go forth and look upon the graves. Man is but bare bones. Here we learn what riches truly are, and beauty and strength and comeliness. Rejoice and exult, because your reward is great in heaven. Let us listen to the voice of the Almighty. Woe to those who wish to behold the fearful day of the Lord, for it is a day of gloom, and all things shall be tried by fire. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I adore the Father who is eternal. I glorify the Son who is begotten, and I praise the Holy Spirit, who of ages. Amen. O Virgin, how did you give forth from your breast this abundance of milk? How did you sustain the sustainer of creation, of whom it is written that he made water gush from the rock, a stream to quench the thirst of the people?